Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. God, you know, this sneaks up on me.
It does.
I'm sitting here having a cocktail, and next
talking,
thing you know, I got to start talking.
Yeah. I know. Wait a minute. This is what I do for a living.
Scoping Bears tickets. What am I supposed to do? Oh, look what's here. All right. Richard Roper has stepped into the studio. And,
I'm coming, but my headphones are all twisted around, and it's a thing.
Is he what happened?
See? It's like we've got a lot of things.
We never know when the news is going to end.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
I'm sorry. I'm going to use this microphone over here.
All right. Got it?
He's got to get in position.
There
this
it is.
Hello, not easy.
Hello. 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 Mr. Watson?
Well, he was running in here because I have alarmed him. I have alarmed him about the reviews because I kept calling this thing a comedy about Adolf Hitler.
That's okay. That's right. That's accurate.
Because it is it
yes.
not?
That is.
Jojo Rabbit. Let's start with Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah, please. Okay. Let's talk about this.
Okay. So Jojo Rabbit, Taika Waititi is the director of Thor Ragnarok.
Very
great talented filmmaker. And he did this. This Jojo Rabbit's based on a satirical novel. And when he was casting this, it's the basic story is about a 10-year-old boy. We're in World War II. It's a fictional town in Germany, Nazi Germany, toward the end of the war. And 10-year-old, he's about to join that Hitler Youth. They called it like the Deutsch Youth, you know, who would then train
Hitler
to become soldiers. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So the 10-year-old
no,
kid
that's
is...
No, that would be Jews. That's not right.
No.
No, I'll get it. I'll
yeah,
get
there's,
it,
a, there's a term for it.
Jungian or something.
Yes, I believe that's it. Mm-hmm. So this 10-year-old boy, of course, he's been brainwashed his whole life into thinking, you know, that the Jews are the worst people, literally the devil with horns and, you know, must be exterminated. He's got he treats Hitler almost like a superhero, you know, posters on his wall and everything. And this is going to be his first day. He's going to join the Hitler Youth. Now, in the meantime, he's got an imaginary friend who he relies on. His father's gone off to war, hasn't come back. His mother, played by Scarlett Johansson, goes to work every day. Little Jojo is often alone. His imaginary friend would be Adolf Hitler, as played by Taika Waititi, who, as a director, found that he couldn't find a lot of actors of note who were willing to play Adolf Hitler in a satirical comedy in year 2019.
So he cast himself.
So he cast himself. Now, Jojo gets the name Jojo Rabbit because on his first day of camp, the commandant of the youth camp, who's played by Sam Rockwell, who specializes in playing thick-headed, racist, bigoted jerks who then somehow have a little bit of humanity. Mm-hmm. Won the Oscar for Three Billboards. He played that character.
Right.
He wanted Jojo to kill a rabbit. You know, take the rabbit in his hands and twist its neck just to show how ruthless he could be. And little Jojo wouldn't do it. So now Jojo's upset and he turns to his imaginary friend Hitler for solace.
Poor Jojo. What's wrong, little man?
Hi, Adolf.
Want to tell me about that rabbit incident? What was all that about?
They wanted me to kill it. I'm sorry, I couldn't.
Don't worry about it, I couldn't care less.
But now they call me a scared rabbit.
Let them say whatever they want. People used to say a lot of nasty things about me. Oh, this guy's a lunatic. Oh, look at that psycho, he's gonna get us all killed. I'll let you in on a little secret. The rabbit is no coward. The humble little bunny faces a dangerous world every day, hunting carrots for his family, for his country. Cigarette?
Oh, no thanks, I don't smoke.
Let me give you some really good advice. Be the rabbit.
So there you have it. First of all, this movie is very smart, and you know it's interesting because we're hearing a lot of people these days talk about how you can't do politically incorrect comedy. Stand-ups get criticized. Todd Phillips said he directed Joker because he couldn't do comedy anymore. He's the guy that did, you know, the Hangover movies and old school and stuff like that. I would say that Jojo Rabbit would be a counter-argument to that because it is obviously very provocative and some people are going to be offended. But at heart, it's an anti-hate film. And if you stick with it all the way, you know, Hitler is portrayed as a buffoon. Look, they've been doing this ever since The Great Dictator, Charlie Chaplin, way back in the day. And the producers and Hogan's Heroes made them, you know, comedic foils of the Nazis. So to turn him into this sort of, you know, clown who is also a coward and the object of the humor, I think, is perfectly fine. And then the story gets into some serious stuff, too. Scarlett Johansson, as I mentioned, plays the mother. She's actually, even though outwardly she's a good German, you know, Heil Hitler in the streets, she's actually hiding a 16-year-old girl in the attic, which obviously has real-world connotations and references to the Anne Frank story. And Thomasine McKenzie, who plays the young teenage girl, is amazing in this. So it's really strong. Yes, the first 5 minutes when I saw this on the screen, people were kind of looking around to see if it was okay to laugh. Of course, I was already chuckling out loud, but people don't turn to me as a leader in this situation.
No.
They go, that idiot will laugh at anything.
Yeah.
But it is really funny, and it's got a great message. Sam Rockwell is always is great because he somehow can play the most detestable, you know, irredeemable, you think, characters. And then there's a moment where you're like, maybe somewhere deep down, there's a heart and a soul in this guy somewhere. So I'm giving it 3.5 stars. I think it's actually one of the best movies of the year. And I give the filmmakers, I give the studio, I give everybody who's casting it a lot of credit for tackling this material in 2019.
Jojo Rabbit. Taika Waititi, I just read a story in Vanity Fair. They talk about him. He talks about the struggle to make this movie because it was a little hard when he was pitching it for the funding. He's from New Zealand.
Yes.
He, in New Zealand, you know, they don't have all the money in the world to be giving him for these films, right? But he did get some local money, and then he came to the United States to get the rest of it in Europe. And the pitch is hard.
Yeah.
Because it's a comedy about Hitler. But people are also saying, and because they read the script, the people that were going to give him the money, so, well, isn't this really a commentary about where we are in the world right now?
Absolutely, yes.
And he said yes. And then they were like, well, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
People are afraid to take a stand.
Exactly.
And The Great Dictator, which is a great, I think probably the best, it would be the best comparison here.
Mm-hmm.
Because The Great Dictator was made in the midst of World War II. Right?
Yes.
In Hollywood. Is it right? The United States was actually involved.
Yeah, 39, I think.
Yeah, before the U.S. was involved in World War II. But
exactly. But
Europe had already been engulfed in the war.
Yeah, it was Chaplin's way of saying, hey, you know, wake up.
America.
Exactly.
It was basically a warning to America.
Europe already knew. Right. In the meantime, as you know, famously, there was a rally in Madison Square Garden where 18,000 people showed up. A pro-Germany rally, not that long before the war.
Crazy.
Not everybody understood what the depth of this guy's hatred and evil.
The danger that he presented.
Yes, to the world.
And so what this whole thing is about, it's not about Trump. He wants to make it very clear.
It's not a political film.
This is not what this is. This is about the rise again of this form of nationalism and ethnic cleansing and all that they're seeing in Europe and they're seeing throughout the world, and that it's finding friends in places you wouldn't expect it to find.
Exactly.
And that's what this is really about. And so he wants to make it totally clear that this isn't political, but if you don't know what it's about, I think I'm paraphrasing this quote here. If you don't know what this is about, you're dumb.
Well, I won't argue with that. I like the way various characters here deal with the situation. This 10-year-old boy who's absolutely adorable, but he's spouting the most hateful stuff because he's just been told this.
Mm-hmm.
And the teenage girl, when he starts, he has a notebook and he wants to know all about the truth about the Jews. Do you really sleep upside down? And she says, we do, just like bats. And he's like, where are your horns? And she says, well, they haven't grown in yet. Because she plays into it until he comes to the conclusion and realizes by meeting her and getting to know her that it's all just garbage. And she finally just says to him, you're not bad, because then he feels horrible. She says, you're not bad. You're just a little boy who wants to dress up and belong with other little boys. That's all you're trying to do right here. You don't understand even what you're saying. So instead of just, getting into this big confrontation with him. So it's really, the screenplay is incredibly sharp.
It sounds smart. It sounds super
really
dark.
Smart. And really funny, though, too.
Funny? Are people going to go see it?
I think that's an uphill... I think that's an uphill battle, Anna, honestly. Mm-hmm. Two for Jojo Rabbit. I love the name. Little Jojo Rabbit.
The Great Dictator didn't do good box office when it came out.
And Rebel Wilson, who's always super funny and who doesn't even, the great thing too. So she plays like the second in command at the youth camp, and she doesn't even bother to hide her like Australian accent. And she tells, there's also things in her about sexism. All the little boys are told on their first day, you're going to learn how to hunt and kill Americans and shoot your guns, and all the girls are going to learn how to look pretty and how they should get pregnant and give birth to as many young German men as possible. And she says, I myself have given birth to 18 young soldiers. What? All for the cause.
All right.
3.5 stars for Jojo.
3.5.
Yeah.
Very nice.
These are the kinds of movies, right, that eventually, over time, they're profitable over time.
Yes.
And people,
stars like Scarlett Johansson is not getting the Black Widow money she gets for a Marvel film. She's doing this. And it's lending her star power. Sam Rockwell's an Academy Award winner. They help get this made as well, putting their names on it.
Sam Rockwell doesn't stop working. He's in everything.
He's the best.
And he is always good. You're right. You just...
All right, Jojo Rabbit, 3.5 stars.
Yes.
The Current War. We've seen this commercial. It looks very interesting. It looks like a very important film. We have to learn about electricity. I did not realize.
Yes, that's all true.
How do they make that interesting?
So much to learn about electricity that I never thought of or cared about before.
Wait till you hear.
But now I'm going to be required to learn about it in this movie with Benedict Cumberbatch in it.
Yes.
We'll find out about that. But first, let's find out what's happening on the roadways. Here is Lauren Lapka. Okay, Richard Roper is here. News from a Northwestern Medicine newsroom is coming your way at the top of the hour. Jojo Rabbit, you gave 3.5 stars.
Yes.
It's a sort of quirky comedy, but a dark comedy about hatred in the world as set in World War II.
Yes.
And they make Hitler a comedic character. Now, I've seen the commercial for this movie, The Current War, over and over and over again, and somehow I have to worry about George Westinghouse and Thomas Edison and Nikola Tesla.
Mm-hmm. And their competing ideas about electricity, which sound very complicated.
Yes, exactly.
Nikolai Tesla.
Nikolai Tesla, the Serbian immigrant, who actually, you know, people might not realize, when Nikola Tesla arrived here in America in, around 1870, I might not even be exactly right about the year, maybe a little bit later than that, he went to work for the Edison Company, for Thomas Edison.
Mm-hmm.
He was, you know, and in the movie, Benedict Cumberbatch is Thomas Edison. Nicholas Holt plays Nikola Tesla, and the great Michael Shannon is George Westinghouse, as in, you can be sure if it's Westinghouse, you know, the Westinghouse Appliance Company.
Mm-hmm.
So The Current War is all about, Edison, of course, invented the light bulb, but there were other, you know, there's some, you know, he sort of perfected a lot of things. You know, he was a genius, obviously, the phonograph and the motion picture device and everything. And he believed that direct current, DC, was the way to go. When he did a famous demonstration in New York City, they lit up like two blocks near Times Square, what would be Times Square.
Mm-hmm.
While George Westinghouse, in the meantime, was competing with him and saying, no, alternating current is the way to go because you can cover a lot bigger territory of the United States, including Colorado, where they're building walls, every place you can think of. And they then battled each other. So it was basically AC/DC. That was the battle here. So the current war is the war of the currents between these two rivals who really detested each other, especially Edison, is played by Benedict Cumberbatch here. He's like the worst. He's just like just obnoxious, narcissistic. And, you know, he really was. And in fact, and they show this scene in the movie, and in real life, Edison did this as well. He was convinced, or at least wanted to convince the public, that AC, the Westinghouse method, was so dangerous that it would kill human beings if they came into contact with any kind of a wire. So he would assemble the press and take them out to a barn and electrocute a horse with AC.
God. Oh, God.
In front of the media.
How
he did
horrible.
It like he did it like 12 times. And then people are like, well, that's a horse. And he goes, all right, how about a goat? I'll show you that. And he actually also helped develop the electric chair, which at the same time was being developed. So all of this stuff is fascinating. Unfortunately, it's all portrayed in a movie that's incredibly dry and flat, and as you guys have been saying, kind of feels too much like you're getting a history lesson when it really should be. I don't know, if it was done in the right hands, this could have been a really cool miniseries, but instead, it's a lot of discussion about AC versus DC. It finally gets interesting toward the end because they're competing. The two men competed to see who would literally light up the 1893 World's Fair in Chicago. Would it be Westinghouse or would it be Edison? And Westinghouse, spoiler alert, ended up being, you know, because they get the branding everywhere then.
Mm-hmm.
And the CGI depiction of the World's Fair in Chicago is amazing because they basically built the whole town, right? A whole city,
and then
tore it down.
Yeah.
So it might be the closest we ever get to seeing The Devil in the White City, which has been in development for 112 years as a movie. But The Current War, I'm going to give 2 stars to.
I knew it.
And here's another interesting thing. You'll see Tom Holland, Spider-Man, as we know him now, plays Edison's assistant. And if he looks really young, it's because this movie was made about 4 years ago. And then it was supposed to come out about 2.5 years ago. It was starting to get a big Oscar push. It was a Weinstein Company production. So
once that happened,
you know, the company went into, you know, basically, you know.
Harvey makes it into the top 5 today, by the way.
Oh, well, great.
Woo.
He makes it into the bottom 5 in Hollywood history so far. So the movie sat for a long time. Now it's finally getting this big push. And Michael Shannon, Chicago Zone, is great as George Westinghouse. Probably the best performance in the film. But it should be way more exciting, and it's too much of this.
Is it too technical, and it just kind of gets into the weeds?
A lot of stuff where we're watching the bulbs die out. You know, let's try it again.
This is the kind of movie, though. This is the kind of movie that my high school physics teacher would have loved and would make us all sit in the class and watch.
Yeah, and as such, it wouldn't be bad. And Edison's a fascinating character because he really was. Look, he was a genius, obviously, but he was a narcissist, and he loved getting his name out there. Everything said, you know, the Edison Company everywhere. George Westinghouse finally won like the highest achievement award in electronics and it was electric, you know, development. It was called the Edison Award, which he did not particularly enjoy because he hated him. Rivals.
Wow.
Yeah.
Brings me back to electric shop at Lane Tech High School.
Yeah. See.
Yeah. You know,
see.
You know,
that's
going
to happen there.
Brutal. I did get an A, but it was brutal. Nice. It was very difficult.
Wait, hold on. There was
a couple of them there. Mr. Simon was the teacher, and anybody who went to Lane Tech under Simon, he taught there for like 40 years, will know the experience and will empathize.
And the Tesla thing is fascinating, too, because, of course, now the name is known everywhere, but he died in poverty. You know, his ideas would take off but never quite get their due while he was alive in the States. He never quite got the credit he should have gotten for a lot of his innovations.
Hmm.
And now when you start your car and don't hear a sound, you think of Tesla.
Right. And that was not what he was thinking of.
No, it was not.
And he wasn't thinking of Elon Musk either, I'm going
to
guess.
Definitely not. Although Musk is a peach compared to Thomas Edison portrayed in this movie.
I knew it.
Johnny Depp hates him, too, because he would have been married to Amber Heard if he had lived at that moment.
I'd see a movie about that current war.
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right. Northwestern Medicine Newsroom is where Kim Gordon has got the news, and it's all coming your way in 2 minutes and a top five at five.